Now, our role at NYSERDA has been traditionally to act as a bit of a catalyst to identify issues and problems that face our energy industry, our energy profile, our environment, and our economy, and to work with our colleagues in state government and our partners in academia and the private sector to try to craft some workable solutions that allow us to create both changes in the way people perceive and use their energy, changes in the way we look at our environment and the impact of energy use upon our environment, and also ways in which we can capitalize upon the opportunities that technology presents to us, not only to improve the efficiency with which we use energy, but also to improve the quality of our environment, and at the same time, to create economic opportunity again, particularly for the young people here in New York State. There are real opportunities to capitalize upon this technology, and the young people in this room here, as they graduate from high school and college, can then turn and find an opportunity to go to work here in New York State, improving our economy, improving our environment, changing the way we use energy. So it's an exciting opportunity that we have, that not only us at NYSERDA, but our colleagues in state government collectively have going forward. Now, our leader in all of this, of course, is the governor. Every day the governor is challenging us to do more and to do it better. And certainly at NYSERDA, we are no exception to the rule. Looking at what's on the horizon just this year, we are, if not the most, one of the most energy efficient states in the country. I don't know if people really realize that, but through Gary and his colleagues at the Public Service Commission, we in the utilities in New York State today are spending almost $500 million a year on energy efficiency. And that makes a big difference. Makes a difference in how we use our energy, makes a difference in the quality of the environment we have here in New York State, and it makes a difference in terms of our overall economy as well. And we've had a lot of successes. But as successful as we've been, what the governor said to us is, we want you to do even more, and we want you to do it even better. So the governor has proposed the creation of a billion-dollar green bank, which will be a different way of looking at how we might be able to help homeowners, industries, commercial establishments to make investments in energy efficiency and renewable energy. And then Tom, I think, will be able to fill in some of the details there. But that program will be administered through NYSERDA, and we are already literally up to our eyeballs working with Tom, with Richard Kaufman, and the other members of the governor's staff to make this vision a reality. Examinations of our program by reputable national firms, and we get nothing but rave reviews in terms of our ability to take a limited, finite amount of money and translate it into a substantial new investments in renewable energy. We're actually somewhere in the order closer to 1,800 megawatts right now through the renewable portfolio standard. But even there, the governor said, I want you to do more, and I want you to do it better. So he's created the initiative New York Sun, challenged us this year to double, actually in 2012, to double the amount of PV installations in New York State from the previous year, and we scored 98.5%, so we almost got it. And he's now asked us to quadruple that base by the end of this year, and you betcha we're going to be able to do it. Technology, we continue to try to find opportunities to push the envelope with regard to technology, whether it's battery storage, whether it's smart grid, whether it's more efficient systems and buildings across New York State. That's a big role that NYSERDA brings to the table. We work with our colleagues in the Department of Environmental Conservation when the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, the governor came forth this year and announced that he wanted us to ratchet down on the overall emissions of greenhouse gases within the region, and we're going to do that too. And then what we do is we take that money raised through that and reinvest it in things like energy efficiency and renewable energy technology. And one of the biggest things we're engaged in is the storm response activities, because the governor's made it clear that he wants us to reinvest, particularly in those areas of the state that have been ravaged by the hurricanes and the tropical storms. But we want to rebuild that system in a way that makes it better, makes it more resilient, makes us better positioned to deal with future natural disasters. So we have a lot on our plate at NYSERDA. So long and the short of it is, I know sometimes we're prone to look at what's not happening, what's wrong. There's an awful lot that's going on in New York State right now that's right. And you should all, as residents of New York State, and frankly, as ratepayers and the taxpayers that pay for a lot of what we do, feel very proud about it.